each year in the Iditarod sled dog race, an honorary musher is the first to leave the ceremonial start line in Anchorage wearing bib number one. This year, it was Florence Bush, widow of the late Tom Bush. Tom Bush died unexpectedly last November, but he left a legacy in the Iditarod race as well as at Nome radio station KNOM. Deanna Hecker has the story.
Tom Bush was the general manager and then the development director of the Nome radio station KNOM. His wife Florence Bush wore the honorary bib number one as she rode the sled of junior Iditarod winner Jeremiah Klyka of Bethel down 4th Avenue. Florence Bush.
Bib number one is for the honorary musher. It represents Tom and KNOM. I'm also wearing it representing all of the work that Tom did.
KNOM was licensed to the Catholic Bishop of Northern Alaska, and it has a religious mission. Tom Bush was there to dig through the permafrost to put in KNOM's first transmitter tower in 1970. He then helped establish the radio station and saw to its growth. Under Bush's leadership, KNOM also began a tradition to cover the Iditarod sled dog race blow by blow, keeping virtually every radio in Nome and the surrounding villages tuned to KNOM at Iditarod time. Florence Bush again.
KNOM has been covering Iditarod since the very start. KNOM has always been there for all the finishers.
Tom Bush also left behind a written account of each Iditarod sled dog race for the past 25 years.
He wrote Iditarod diaries for, oh my gosh, when did he start?
Years.
Something like that. And no one's picked it up. And Team and Trail would publish them every year.
Under the Burled Arch in Nome, Tom Bush has reported on finishes, race results, race strategies. He has written history and he's been an important part in promoting the race. He has also served on the Iditarod Trail Committee Board of Directors. KNOM General Manager Rick Schmidt said Tom Bush will be greatly missed this year and in the years to come.
And being that institutional knowledge again, this will be our first year without having that. One of our real pleasures, even with him and Florence moving to Anchorage, was making the phone call, well, about 72, 84 hours ahead of time and getting a prediction of when he figured they'd come across the finish line, and he was always very close.
Tom Bush died unexpectedly in his sleep at age 63 on November 1st, 2010. Reporting from Anchorage, this is Deanna Hecker.